Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you once again for joining us tonight for the Latter House Bible Enrichment Hour. We hope that you've had a wonderful day and that God has been blessing you as he has been blessing me. We thank you. We want to give a shout out to our partners. First, we want to shout out to Sister Beverly Beasley, who is the president of Granny's Place, who is hosting our Latter House Bible Enrichment Hour. We want to give a shout out to her pastor, Pastor Terry, who is the overseer of First Free Will Baptist Church. We want to give a shout out to Pastor Michael Morgan Sr., who is the pastor of the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, and all our friends, all our loved ones, and all of you that are listening by cyberspace, good evening to you. All those who are calling in or getting ready to call in to the Latter House Bible Enrichment Hour, who is graciously hosted and taught by Pastor Dr. Shelton Carter of Los Angeles, California, the most inspiring and uplifting man of God. He's anointed by God. And we're so grateful to have him and to be able to host the show for him and him in the Latter House, my new family. So I'm just in love with in love with my new family, and I thank God for them. The Latter House says we are a people predestined to restore virtue in a society barren of spiritual and moral excellence through a message of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It is our earnest desire to join a diverse generation for the purpose of connecting and developing champions. In a technological advanced society, we deliberately create platforms, special events, seminars, competitions, conventions, and fellowships in which the wounded and the unusually gifted can find aid and a place of appreciation. Our aim is to continue to create an environment of love, unity, faith, and victory in which all can discover the champion within. We invite you to be a part of this important project. Preferably consider partnering with us as we build platforms where the true nature of God can freely be experienced and expressed by all. For more information, please send your email inquiry to thelhnetwork@gmail.com. Predestined to Restore, Dr. Shelton Carter, founder and national director. That is their purpose. That's what they're trying to achieve in this world today, to give, to restore virtue, to help others to become a loving and one family and be on one accord and show some unity and get outside the walls of the church. And I just love the mission and the statement that they make for on daily. And it's just wonderful to have a family like the Latter House. They, as I said, they are in Los Angeles, California, and it's just good to know that they are people who are destined to restore virtue. While we're waiting to for them to join us tonight, we're going to play a little music here and to get us all, bring in the Holy Spirit, and just concentrate on what God has for us tonight. If we just kind of go in with some a little music and listen to it and get ready to listen to what God has to tell us tonight. So let's just listen to this for a minute and then I'll be right back with you.
Absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled.
mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin?
Tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
Okay, I wanted to just usher you into the spirit tonight, just talking about the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us tonight again, and we hope that you enjoyed that selection by Kirk Franklin and Rance Allen, and we are getting ready to go ahead and start our program tonight. I am looking at this, and Dr. Earl Johnson is on the line. He is the spiritual father for Dr. Shelton Carter, and he'll be with us tonight. And we want to go ahead and, Shanine, are you on the line? Hello. Well, welcome, everybody. Are you able to hear me? Can somebody give me a response tonight? I see we have some people who are on the line. Can I get an amen, or can I get somebody to respond to me tonight? That you're hearing me, or is there a problem?
Amen. Good evening, my sister. I can hear you.
Good evening. Okay, thank you very much. While we are waiting for Dr. Carter and Shanine, would you like to go ahead and tell us a little about the Ladder House while we are waiting?
All right. I'd like to just say, everyone, that this is 8 o'clock. Okay, give me just a moment. I hear you.
Okay. While we're waiting, we just want to say hello and greetings to all the other callers that are on the line, and thank God for you tonight, and hopefully that you have had a wonderful day and that you're going to get something out of this broadcast tonight that God has for you. You know, there's always a word.
Amen. And sorry about that, Sister Lewis. This is Sister Carolyn again, calling back in. And I do have Sister Shanine with me. She is working tonight, and she's going to be on mute. But we're that we are just excited about what the Ladder House is bringing. And the Ladder House is a ministry that is destined to restore virtue to a society that is barren of spiritual and more excellence. And we walk in excellence, and we are just grateful for God giving us an awesome pastor, leader, the man of God that has a vision to do that. And we are have caught the vision and caught some of that fire, and we're just going to walk with him in that to do what God has called him to do and kind of keep him lifted up. And I would just like to let your listeners know And we want to thank you for opening this door up for us here at the Ladder House to be able to come and be on Granny's Place and on your Blog Talk Radio to as an avenue to reach out to those who are maybe not able to call in to some of the call numbers. As we know, Beverly's very busy, and a lot of those call numbers are now wanting to add and pack some of the callers with an extra charge. So here we are with you guys, and it is awesome that we'll be able to bring our Bible study, our Bible enrichment hour, to your broadcast. So that is awesome. We thank you for the opportunity. But we also would like to let your listening audience know that we are here every Monday through Friday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And they can dial in every morning at make sure I don't want to give them any wrong numbers. And that number is 605-475-4001. And that code is 286890, and then you do the hashtag. So we are all a pound, those who know pound and hashtag. Same move. Tic-tac-toe sign. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We are excited to be a part of your Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Well, we are more than happy to accommodate you and give you the opportunity and the pleasure to be on our Blog Talk Radio. We just love the spirit that you all have and the Ladder House. Well, we all have. I was told to stop saying you all and say we all because I am a part of the family now. So I can say we and our and so forth and so on because I've been adopted into the family and I thank y'all for that. It's a pleasure.
Amen.
But it is a pleasure to bring you to the line on Tuesday nights for whatever time it is. And it is a pleasure to be able to join you all on Monday through Friday from at 8 o'clock. Although I don't get to say much in the morning because I'm at work and, you know, they wouldn't understand how the hallelujah goes. So I have to just be silent because, you know, I get stirred up in there and they'll have to put me out. So I just have to be silent. Put you on mute. But we want to introduce Dr. Earl Johnson. Dr. Johnson, are you on the line?
I am. Praise the Lord.
Well, good evening to you, sir. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Amen.
We would like to go ahead and turn this over to you if you are ready to take the helm.
Praise God. I am ready. I want to, first of all, thank you all for reaching out to me for this. I love this kind of thing, speaking to the body of Christ and God's people. And just that it's so refreshing, I think, when the people of God, and hear me, when the people of God make decisions that they're going to be about the things of God. To me, that's the most encouraging factor that I could ever come across. And I'm so grateful to Dr. Carter, Dr. Shelton Carter, for asking me to come on tonight. And he just wanted me to open my heart and let you know what God is dealing with me about. So, first of all, God gave me a vision and a mandate at the end of last year concerning transition, what was going to be taking place in the body of Christ in relationship to transitions in the world. Now, I misnamed what he gave me. I thought the Lord was speaking to me about transitional leadership. And I began to write a book entitled Transitional Leadership. Recently, the Lord kind of re-established connection, right connection with me and said, no, leadership will be transitioning, but leadership will need to be in response to the changes that are going to occur between now and 2020 and beyond. So I'd just like to address three of those things tonight and just kind of encourage you, if you're a leader, to encourage you that though things will get dark and things are going to get difficult for leaders, remember this, he always causes us to triumph in Christ. See, that is the key element. Yes, we're going to see a lot. We're already seeing it now, the transition in our government. But that's just the beginning, the transition that we've seen in government where we have a person in government that doesn't know government. You know, so don't, you know, don't get wrapped up in what he does or doesn't do. Pray for him, as the scripture tells us, because he got caught up in a transition where he is probably the first president that does not know government. Example, just because a president issues executive orders doesn't mean he has to not sit down with his people and go over execution, results, that kind of thing. So remember that we're in a transition. You're going to see a whole lot of things you haven't seen before, but that's the nature of it. And their fault, they don't know and serve the God our leaders know and serve. So as we are seeing the transitions in the world, then we also have to be reminded that there's going to be some transitions in the things of God. The Bible talked about a great falling away, a great falling away. Now, simultaneous with this great falling away is going to be this great revival. See, God does not leave things empty. He fills something up when other things go according to prophecy. So I'm just going to say to leaders that are on this line tonight, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Jesus, because he is in administrative he's in administrative power now. God has turned everything over to him, and then he turned everything over to the church. So we're going to have to make sure, number two, we're going to have to make sure we're in him. Oh, just read the number of times Paul says, in him. In him we live, in him we move, that we are overcomers in Christ through we're overcomers in Christ because we're in him. Okay, as he is, so are we in this world. Just the many, many opportunities to see him talk about the in him truths, I call them. So remember, we're not alone. We're with him. Third important element is that there is going to be a marked separation from the church and the world. This transition, this change, these alterations that are coming is going to cause us to stand out. The world has not really seen the power of God in his body because they've not needed or wanted to associate with it. But where will they run to now with all of the difficulties that the world and the no answers they'll have? They have to come to the people who have the answers. So don't be discouraged. Those of you on the line who may pastor, who may be leaders in your ministry, don't be shaken by what you see. Because what's going to happen is as there is a distinctive marking between the church and the world, the church is going to start getting attention that it's never gotten from the world. They're going to come and begin asking questions. What must we do? to be saved? How do we save our cities? How do we save our youth? How do we save all of these things God has put in his body, and his body is going to shine in these next years like we've never shown before, like we've never been had people pay attention to what God is doing through us. So those are the three things that I see on the horizon that's going to come. One other encouraging word is that it does not matter the opposition. Whatever that opposition is, it could be financial, it could be attendance, it could be all of those, your eyes off of the problem and keep your eye on the answer. Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. Us flowing with him, obeying him, doing everything that he's told us to do is the answer. We are not a lost people. We are not a forsaken people. He said, "Lo, I will be with you even to the end of the ages." So I just wanted to really encourage you and to, you know, pray for your leaders. Pray God's best into their lives. Praise when you're in these times of worry or these times of confusion. Worship. Don't allow the enemy to dictate your mood. Don't let the enemy dictate your sense of accomplishment or your sense of doing what's right before God. We serve a God that loves us, a God that has already sent us into the victory seat and have celebrated us as having the victory. So that's what I had in my heart tonight. I'll be talking to Dr. Carter as the book gets near, and allow certain ones like himself to read and give suggestions about how they sense and feel God is doing. So bless you, and thank you for the opportunity to minister to you tonight.
Well, thank you, Dr. Johnson. We really appreciate those words of encouragement about the leadership, and to each and every one of us that is on the line tonight. I am grateful to have had you, and we appreciate you. And you do feel free
God.
To come back. back any Tuesday night and share with us, because it is a pleasure to have you
Amen.
On the line tonight. Is there anybody that has anything they want to add or they want to say to Minister Johnson tonight?
Amen. God bless you. This is Minister Lewis. Glad to
Praise
be online tonight.
Amen.
God bless you. I caught the end of that there. God bless you there, Minister Johnson. Your words of encouragement. And to
and
say hello to Dr. Carter. God bless you. Glad to be online this evening.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Lewis. We appreciate your comments, and thank God for you taking the time out to come on the line. We know you were a very, very busy man tonight, and so we thank you for the time you've shared with us. Shanine, are you online tonight? Carla, was she going to be on?
I'm online. I have to mute. I have a lot of background noise, so I'm sorry for that. I'm on the line. But I would like to say to the man of God of the hour that spoke to us, I do appreciate you taking the time out to do so. It's very encouraging to know the instruction, and we await to read the book, to hear and read and to know how we are to move, even in leadership, because as we're finding, we are running into people that, you know, seem weary and seem to, you know, be at a loss. And things like that, and to be able to not only be reminded that we have the answer, but and able to give people the answer in a timely fashion and in varying arenas. I look forward to hearing more about that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and keep us in prayer, amen. As we write, you know that
yes,
that it's
sir,
from
always,
God,
always.
And not amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, Shanine, you have the floor. until Dr. Carter comes on. He said he would be on shortly, so you can go ahead and do what you do.
Amen, amen. Well, be reminded that I am traveling. I'm trying to get to a quiet place, but there's a lot of things going on around me. However, I just continue to thank God just for our camaraderie and our ability to be able to gather ourselves together and learn and grow and just be in a heart and a mind that wants to do all that we can for Christ and bring others into the knowledge of the relationship that is being cultivated and developed. Because, as Sister Carolyn said, we are predestined to restore virtue to a society barren of spiritual and moral excellence through unusual platforms and finding the gifts and things of that nature through our man of God, our founder and overseer, Dr. Shelton Carter. And it is always informing, seeing those things unfurl, seeing people that come in one state and then their gifts being made room for and their ability to be able to share those things that they've been through and those things that they've learned and what they've gathered and gleaned from the experience so that we can learn and we can grow from that. With that, what we do every morning is we like to try to share and have people that have the opportunity to share some of the praise reports and some of the things that they've gotten through the connection that God has allowed us to make through the core of the community of Reapers. We are here at the Ladder House, and I don't know who's all had the opportunity to come on and to speak, but I do know that usually we have lots of partners that have things to share, have things that they can reveal and just speak into the work and the things going on here at the Ladder House. With that, I'd like to open up the floor for the various different individuals that are on to be able to speak. Say good evening and just to share into the work here at the Ladder House. The floor is open.
Good evening again to everyone. This is Sister C. I'd just like to say to Minister Johnson, thank you for those encouraging words. And also, thank you for touching on where we are in the world and where we are going, and knowing who we are and who we belong to, and that we are not of this world system. So when we see officials that don't know the system and they're in charge of the system, we know that we still are God's children and He is the system. And so we don't have to succumb to what the world says. We have a different report that we live by and we live on. And that's, thank you for reminding us of that, because sometimes we get caught up in the things that we see and not the things that we should know. And we only know those things by getting into our word and knowing who we are in Christ, and that no matter what the situation is, what the circumstances are, that we are placed above those, because that's what the word says in Deuteronomy. We are above all circumstances. These circumstances of the world are not our concern, because, and we should be praying for those things. We should be praying for it. When we see things and see what's happening around us, we should automatically go into our prayer mode. We should already be in our prayer mode, and it's almost like, what are we preparing for? We are at a place that we should be always constantly praying without ceasing, because things are constantly changing. And when those things start changing, we should not get into a place of, what's happening, what's going on? We are in a place to where we automatically begin to pray for those situations. And I thank you for reminding us of where we should be on our knees, praying for our world system, praying for the things that are of around us, because we are the voice of God. We are that those that go and witness and tell the good news. So those who are need to be encouraged, can be encouraged that it's okay, because we serve the master of the universe, and we're okay. God is with us. We just have to, and I thank you for reminding us of that.
Amen, amen. What some powerful words. That God bless you, that you truly have been anointed by God. This is Minister Lewis again, and I just want to chime in on some things that I'd heard there. I think Pastor Johnson is on the line this evening.
He was. I think he's hung up.
All right, great. I just wanted to say hello to him and just kind of ask him some questions regarding, I think he had a book that he had written that I wanted to get some insight on that. But just a few words of encouragement that we know that our God is able. There's no failure in our Lord and our God. You know, as we go through our daily activities, we're being challenged on every turn. But we have to realize that the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. You know, I encounter men, young and old, that's facing life without any hope. And I try to encourage them through the word of God, that God is able to work out all their issues there. I see men that are incarcerated, and they've been there time after time after time. And I encourage them to let go and let God. And I want to echo that over the airwaves this evening, to let go and let God. We all wrestle with things, and things that we shouldn't be wrestling with, that we should turn those things over to God and let him work those things out. I recall a Bible verse here, like James 5:20. It says to let them know the arrows of their ways saves a soul from death. What you're doing through the latter house, and what you're doing through your ministry is encouraging other men and women to be strong in the Lord. It's encouraging us to let us know that we're not in this alone. As I hear the voices this evening, I'm encouraged by what I heard this evening. I'm encouraged that I'm not in this battle or this struggle alone. I'm encouraged that God isn't through with any of us yet. And so my hat goes off to you, and you keep doing what you're doing for the Lord. As I get ready to release this line this evening, I want to encourage you to continue to go before God in the most humblest way you know, with prayer and thanksgiving in your heart, always giving praise to our Lord and our Savior, and allow him to stir up that gift in you and think about those things, those godly things, those noble things, those just things, and those things that's above and not the thing that's on earth. Because all this stuff is going to pass away, but the word of God lasts forever. And so as I get ready to get out of here, I'd like to say, God bless each and every one of you, and keep doing what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to joining you once again on this Tuesday night at the assigned time. So God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for those words of encouragement. It's wonderful to be able to take time and, you know, when the men have opportunity and have the time to actually speak into things that are going on, it's a blessing. And we count it a privilege to have you be able to take the time to join us here on the line. Sister Belma, I hear you. You have something you'd like to ask?
Yeah, Grandma, y'all hear me? I'm just so tickled pink with God. I just love him so much. And I just, oh, God, to God, I was being attacked so much that it was like, girl, how you just going to be all over here and joy and feeling I'm getting my zest and my zeal back, like Pastor Carter was saying, and so that other creature know that, right? So anyway, like I said, we went to our grief counseling today. Sean went the first time, so we went today, and we was in there talking and everything, and I went to opening my mouth, and them ladies in there, it was like, yeah. They're like, all right, where you been? I said, Sophia, I'm here now, baby. Sophia home, you know? But immediately. Yeah, because my daughter was like, my mama was not scared to talk. Scared? Ain't nothing scared about me, baby, in the name of Jesus. But what I'm saying is God loves you, and he is here for all of us, and we will get through this. You know, and so many people that were in there hurting and going through it, and then God let me see. It wasn't just me. You know, it was some people that in that way. Oh, my God. But when we got through, baby, we had us a good time. So I just thank God for Pastor Carter and the way he bring the word to us, and we're able to get it and break it down and then to see it manifest in my life. Woo! Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you.
Glory.
Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
And he knows, God knows I'm a willing vessel. And whatever he needs for me to do to spread his word, I am here. I am ready. And I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid. You know, but when the attacks come, baby, you better get on out the way in the name of Jesus. Because when they hit me with that Buffy thing with my daughter, shook it off, you know, in the name of Jesus, that I yet stand because of God and his grace and his mercy. It is nothing that Bellman is doing. It's all God. So I just give him all the honor, glory, and praise. And I thank Pastor Carter for his amazing teaching that I was able to receive. Y'all don't hear me, though. I was able to receive from this man of God that even in his things that he was going through, he was always true with us. You know what I'm saying? So, God, I could just go on and on, but I'm just saying, y'all, I love him, and God is good, and he is showing up and showing out. And Ladder House, we're going to be something great. We just need to just hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm telling you, it's in the spirit. It's in the spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And y'all already know I love y'all. Hey, minister. Woo, glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's it, y'all. I love y'all. Amen.
Amen. And I'm just so grateful tonight, also, Sister Velma, to have you on the line with us with that uplifting and most powerful, the testimony that you just make everybody feel so wonderful and good about just sharing in what the goodness of God, because he's awesome. Can't nobody tell me nothing about my God. He's my friend. He's your friend. He's all our friends, and he's a good God. He's faithful. He's loving. He's kind. And I'm just so grateful to be among people that know the goodness of God, that know that what he will do for you, he'll do for somebody else. He has no respect of a person. He don't care what you've done. He don't care what you did. He don't care what you did. But he loves us all the same. He'll take care of us all the same. He'll give us all what we need. All we have to do is just trust him, believe in him. Take him at his word, stand on his word, and just do the things that he has us to do and obey him and obey what he tells us to do and just step out on faith. God is a good God. Yes, he is. He's a good God. And I am just so grateful and happy to know that he loves me and he loves you, and he'll just take care of each and every one of us the way he said he would. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and I thank him for that. Even in my hard times, even when I try to have a pity party, even when I try to be depressed, I can't even be depressed 2 minutes. I can't. Because I keep thinking about how good he is. I keep thinking about the victory is already his. It's already won. We've already overcome, because the fight is not ours, it's his.
Yeah.
And when we give it to him, that's all we got to do is just give it to him and let him fight it, because he's going to take care of us. And we're coming out more than victorious on the other side. And if we don't see it over here, we'll see it in glory. But I'm planning on seeing it over here. I want to see it. I know that he's just that good. He's just gonna just show me his glory, his way. Oh, I just get so excited about it. You know, sometimes I just can't hold my peace when I'm talking about it. Cause I know he's a good God. I know. I haven't shared this, but my grandson, when he was 4 years old, he was hit by a lady speeding down our street. Him and his mom was coming across the street, and both of them were struck. My baby was drugged about 100 feet away under the car, and she said that she didn't feel him. She didn't know he was under that car. My baby was in a coma. He was in a coma for 2 weeks. God brought him out. And he when he woke up, he said, "I saw God. God told me he wasn't ready for me yet. He wasn't going to take me. He has a purpose for me. This was a four-year-old now. And God brought him out. And today he is 17 years old, and he is very, they said he would be, memory would be bad. He wouldn't, the part of his brain that was injured would never recover. Baby, the only thing you can see on his head is a scar from where he had the injury. And he is 100% a boy. And we prayed and we thanked God for his life. We prayed and we asked him to let him stay here to be a testimony. And that's what he did. He left him here to be a testimony. And today he is. And nothing is wrong with him. Nothing. The doctors didn't even believe that he was gonna come out and be as successful as he is. They didn't think he was gonna talk anymore. He wasn't gonna do all the normal functions. Boy, I tell you, can't nobody tell me about my God. Nothing about him. Nothing. Nothing. When I tell you he's a healer, when I tell you he's faithful, when I tell you he'll do it, he'll do it. Believe me. And I thank God for that. And there's been other things in my life. But all the time, God was there. He was walking with me. And then when I couldn't walk by myself, he carried me.
Mm-hmm.
He carried me. He gave me strength. He kept encouraging me. He kept putting people in my path that was going to help me, that was going to take care of what I needed spiritually and mentally. Okay?
Yeah.
He kept sending folks. And lately he sent me some more people. And I love all of y'all. He sent me the Ladder House. He sent me the Ladder House. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for Sister Velma, Sister Carol, Sister Shanine, and Sister Amber, and everybody. If I miss somebody, don't hold me accountable, because I don't know everybody's name. But I thank God for you all. I thank God for your testimonies. I thank God for how he keeps encouraging. We keep encouraging each other. We keep loving each other. We keep pushing and giving each other what we need. You know, when we testify, it helps build up each other. It helps encourage one another. And I thank God for that. And, you know, you can't find a better people. I'm just going to tell you that. You can't, you know, just God is just good like that. And he always gives you what you need. But I'm going to let Shanine have this because she don't take it away from me. Because I'll be on it all night.
I'm enjoying. I mean, again, the testimonies and things, we don't get a chance to, you don't get a chance to speak a lot on a New Day call. So when we are able to share in your glory, your victory, and be able to just be a part of hearing the various many and wonderful things that God is doing for you and has done for you, we are encouraged, and we humbly yield the floor, because so many times, you know, you say what you can, but you can't say all that you want to say. You get in there, you give us what you can give us, and you got to get back. But you stay with us, and we still, you know, we can feel you. But at the same time, when we get the opportunity to hear and to share, you know, like you say, it's just uplifting. It's a wonderful time, and people don't understand all the time the need for the connection. People always often wonder, why do you have to go to a local assembly and things of that nature? But when you're able to connect, you get strength, you get a new zeal, you get some awareness, some awakening. You see what the sisters and the brothers have gone throughout the week and how they made it through. And then you take those nuggets and you take those monuments and those tools, and you get to go through what you need to go through without necessarily that same pain, because so-and-so or sister or brother, so-and-so has gone through it. They shared it. So now I don't have to go through it like that, because I'm taking what they learned from that situation and I'm worn with it. So I thank God for bringing them to the Ladder House, and bringing them to our local assembly, bringing the information and the encouragement, because now we know that we are not saved by what we do. We know we're saved by works. We know that we're saved by grace. And in being saved by grace, then even if we make a mistake, we understand that God knew we were going to make those mistakes. It's not a surprise to him. He's not sitting there saying, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do with you now because you made a mistake. I don't have nothing planned for you. He knows exactly where we're going to stumble, how we're going to stumble, and thank God that we have each other to be encouragement to one another because we've all gone through, we will go through, we've had experiences, and we're able to cover, share, and lift each other up and say, no, 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 don't lay down here. Come on, get on up. I got you on this side. Somebody got you on the other side. We got you until you can get to your legs, get strength, so you can get to where you need to go because that's the kind of God we serve. And it's encouraging to be able to hear these things and know these things and that God is bringing not only just us as women together, but you see the strength of the men and the men are leading and able to stand and cover and bring forth and let us know the things that we need to know. Even if we need a little too emotional right there, they you know, tap you on the shoulders, come on back, sister, whatever you need to do. But we have the balance and we are able to have that strength and understand that with that strength and with that zeal, we go out in the world and we share. We pour that onto other people. As Dr. Carter is always reminding us, we come in the church to be filled and get the things that we need. The people in the church, you know, are in the church to get well, to understand where they're going, understand what they need to do. But then our job is to go out and not just pour out onto others, but thank the men and women of God and share in all good things with those men and women of God who are sharing and pouring and reminding us of who we are in God. We are to go out and we are to gather and get our seed, keep our business mind, get our things that we need to do to bring them back into the house so that everybody can eat and everybody can grow. We are not just here. It's not a selfish thing. We are moved and we grow by how we connect to one another, because we are a body. The body is not just one eye. It would look crazy if you saw somebody walking around with one eye. We have two eyes. We have two ears. We have a mouth. We have a nose. That's all part of the collective body of Christ, and we have to be mindful and understand that. The hair, everything is necessary. It's all a necessary body. We just have to figure out how to plug each other in and how to keep encouraging each other. And sometimes I might not have the encouraging words for one of our sisters or one of our brothers, but Sister Velma might have it, or Sister Carolyn may have it, or Sister Lewis may have it, or Sister Tanya, or Sister Samantha, or Brother Terrell, or Brother Joe. We don't know how God is going to move, but we have so many members of the body that we have nothing but the best in mind for everybody. God is going to use us in whatever way is necessary to feed his kids, to be able to know that each person can know that God took the time out just for me. And everybody, all of us, believes and feels, which is what we should, that, you know, we are God's favorite. You know, God ain't going to let that happen to me. We go, some crazy stuff start happening, just like Isabella said, devil ain't got no business with me. God ain't through. You know, I don't care what y'all see. God is here with me, and he's going to take care of me. I'm his favorite. He's going to make sure everything is laid out for me. I don't know what y'all see, but this is what I see. And you get what you prepare for. You get what you prepare for. If you understand your promises and things of that nature and remind yourself of that on a daily basis through your word, as you continually study, you get that you expect. If you expect miracles, you get miracles. You expect favor, you get favor. You expect defeat, that's what you're going to get. So we come together every morning to remind each other of that. Hey, our rally call, our breakfast call. Hey, you know, we're nothing but positive. We're expecting miracles. We're expecting God to move on our behalf in every situation. We decree and declare. We take time at 5:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m. to speak over our man of God and our leaders and to speak life over them, as well as we take the time when we're able to commune with him on the phone or them on the phone and speak into them so they know the good things that we are learning and we are also pouring out onto others. It's an amazing day, and I look forward to every day that God allows us to be here on the earth because we have nothing better to do but to show people God in our workforce, in the grocery store, when we're parking, when we're on the freeway, in the schools, in every arena that we are privy to go in. It's for nothing else but to show people and point people toward God. So I thank him for that mindset. With that, I'm not sure if Dr. Carter has been able to come to the line yet.
No, ma'am, he's not here yet. I think he's going to give him about 10 more minutes, and if he's not there then, we can do what we do. So,
amen.
Want to share?
Good evening, family. This is Sister Amber. I'm inspired, you know, hearing the testimonies and Sister Shanine on fire. I wanted to ask for prayers. I thank you guys for praying for my family, for my brother. I don't know if many of you know, but on January 21st, my mother's birthday, her house caught on fire. And a lot of people look at some of the things that's happened in our family and some of the things that look like tragedy, but I'm just so happy to see that God is in the midst of everything. We have been, I'm so proud of my family. They've been a beacon of light, even like in their darkest hour. We were in Boston Market one day when I was visiting Fort Worth, the house burned in Fort Worth, and there was this lady. She looked really sad, and I was talking to her, and we were talking about, you know, the vegetables. Just imagine how this started from talking about the sides at Boston Market. And so we were talking about the vegetables, and I told her, I was like, I'm going home with you because you got the good stuff. And she said, actually, I'm buying all this food because I won't be able to go home for a few days because my doggie's in the doggy hospital. And she started telling me about her dog, and she just lit up. And something in my spirit told me to tell her that the dog would be okay. And so I prayed for her. And she said, I have people praying for my dog and praying for me. This is an older lady, little older lady. She was so cute. She said, I had people praying for me all the way in Arkansas. It's like, and now you're praying for me. And she offered to pay for our meal, but it was already paid for. It was like, no, thank you. And so her and my mom started talking. And she reached in her pocket and handed my mom something and said, don't lose it. And my mom said, okay. We went and sat down at the table. She told me, thank you again for praying for me. We went and sat at the table. My mom opened it up later when we got home. That lady handed her $800.
Oh,
and it's just a blessing. I remember when she left out, she said something about may God restore everything. You know, some people look at it as tragedy. My family is going to be out of their house. We thought it was going to be 3 to 6 months, but it's actually going to be a little bit over a year. But in the midst of this, I'm seeing a lot of my prayers being answered from my family. To be honest with you guys, my mom is a hoarder. She's a brand new hoarder. Everything is brand new. People used to literally come to our house to get groceries from my mom. And I'm seeing that she's realizing that she has to take what she needs. But we're also seeing the power of restoration, and it means so much on so many levels. But I just keep asking you to pray for my family, especially just with the transition and the recovery. It's not easy, and it's somewhat difficult for me right now as I'm wanting to be there with my family and as I've left my son back, and I'm going back and forth, and as I'm making some interesting transitions in life, continue to pray for us. And also pray for a very, very close family of mine in Fort Worth. We just found out yesterday. Her name is Princess Dorsey. I consider her my niece. She was hit by a car outside of Odie Wyatt High School in Fort Worth. She's recovering. She had surgery today. She's having another surgery tomorrow. They literally had to to sew on her eyelid, and her leg is open as a book. But I believe that God is a healer, and I'm just expecting a miracle for them and for the family. But she's only 8 years old. So just I'm sorry, she's seven. She'll be eight this year. She's only 7 years old. She's such a little sweetheart. But please pray for her. Pray for the family, and pray for the mother.
Well, we know God is able, and He is a healer. He will do what He said He would do, and He will heal the babies. So we will keep her up in prayer, most definitely. What's her name?
Princess Dorsey.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, that's sweet. Yeah, we will keep Princess Dorothy up before the Lord and be assured that He will heal her. Be assured that He's not going to leave her or forsake her, because that's what she's one of His children. And she'll come to know that He is one of His children, and He loves her. So we'll pray for that. God.
Thank you.
Good to hear you.
You know what I'm finding amazing. You know, even in Amber speaking the things that she's spoken, was that even before she got the opportunity to say that, the Lord had already given her the assurance when He allowed Sister Lewis to testify of her grandbaby and the things that happened with the grandbaby through the accident. If you remember, and you pull from that, and you see that that was strategic, the way God allowed that to be unheard before she spoke. And it's amazing the power and the things that God will bring to mind and bring to fruition just by us sharing. That is so important that we share the way, the nuggets and the things that God has blessed us and encouraged us and has given us the victory in things, because we never know who they touch and who they minister to. That was a sign, you know, that all the young man has is the as they call it, the monumental stone, as God always talked to us back in the day when he talked about take a stone, take a monument to remind you of how God was there with you through that thing. I'm sure the young man has an opportunity to witness to people every time somebody asks him, where is that from? What is that? And next thing you know, he's sharing just how God has brought him through the various different things. And if God can do it for him, he'll do it for you. So be encouraged, Sister Amber. Be encouraged and encourage the families that you're able to come in contact with, because that was a monument. And if we understand how God is no respecter of persons, that same thing that that young lady has experienced, she might have a little monument or something, so that she can also be a testament to where God, what God has done and what God is still doing. God is a miracle-working God. He has not stopped. The miracles are released on this earth. They have not ceased. We just have to pay attention to them. We get what we prepare for. If we prepare for the miracles, we get those miracles. We need to prepare for them, have our mind renewed so that we understand that these things don't happen, because if the Lord didn't allow him to take her out immediately, he has something else for her. There's something else for her to do, because, as Pastor Carter says, the devil doesn't come to make us sick or to hurt us. He's trying to kill us.
If he does
not succeed in that, then we have a obligation to continue to praise the Lord and to give thanks and just to continue to share how God has brought us through the various different things, because all praises go to God, and everything that's happened is to be that beacon, that light to point people to God. How many people have asked, I don't see how Sister Velma is standing, you know, because if that happened to my baby, I would be doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That woman is standing, lifting her hands and praying for others, even the people that meant them no good. She can pray for them. She can look, and even though she goes through the things that she goes through, if you pay attention and if you listen, 1 minute she's like, you know, I'm having some challenges today, you know, no grief going on right here. But before her sentence is over, she has lifted up her hands, she's praising the Lord, and she's encouraged the whole line. It's like she gets that mindset and she gets that momentum, and if we pay attention, we will grow from that. We grow from that. It's not just happening for her. It's happening so we can be a testament to God, to others, because God will speak for himself if we just open our mouths and say what has happened. We don't have to make up nothing. We don't have to convince nobody. All we do is share what God has done. Those that believe will believe. Those that need the seed planted will have the seed planted, and God will do what he needs to do and bring it to growth as it needs to be. With that, I'd say I'll open up the line for those that may have something else to say. I don't know if Dr. Carter has come on the line yet, but the floor is open.
Well, this is Velma again. Y'all are saying that, and that's exactly what the ladies were saying. They said, excuse me, are you saying that you have a daughter that's pastor? Because they're looking at me like, okay, you don't even look like it, you know? And that's God's thing, you know, that's still God. And then they said, if I was you, I don't know if somebody did something to my child. And I said, you know what? I pray for them babies, that their soul be saved, that they receive Jesus Christ. And they looking at, most of the people in there were white, you know, and they looking at me like, oh, wow, you know. And I said, God is good, and it's because of him I'm able to come and sit and be with you guys. And then here I am going thinking that I'm getting some help. Boy, I tell you, God, something else, ain't he put me in there for them ladies.
He
put them.
I was like,
hey, God. Oh, he's so amazing. And I can't do nothing but just be in awe of God. And Sister Amber, it was so good hearing your voice with your little sweet self. And everything is going to be all right in the name of Jesus.
Everything.
Just keep your faith, baby.
Amen.
Thank you,
Sister.
Yes, and I would like to admonish Sister Amber to trust in the Lord. Just trust in him. Just trust him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Everything that you got, you just trust in. Because I found out, LaShondra Lewis, me, I found out that trusting in the Lord makes everything okay, makes everything worth living, makes everything good, all good. Just trust it. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to do because we don't know the outcome. We can't see it before it happens. We don't know what's going to go on. But just trusting in the Lord is pivotal. We have to do that. And just when you give it to him, give it to him. And don't take it away from him. Don't try to carry that burden. Don't try to fix it, help him out. Because, you know, sometimes we'll try to say, well, okay, we're going to try to help him out. You can do your corresponding action without helping him. Your corresponding action is believing and trusting in what he will do and walking in faith. And that's the way I live. I can't do it no other way. I've got to trust him. I've got to believe that he is going to do what he said he's going to do. He is going to make a way. He is going to heal. He is going to fix it financially. He is just going to be all that I entail him to be, everything. And I did want to get his testimony. I think it was Sister, I might get this wrong, but Amber, when I was saying that I was having those financial issues a couple of weeks ago, or maybe this might have been a month. But you know what? When she spoke into it, I took it and I received it. And to praise God, I'm through. They gone. Those financial issues are gone. God has blessed me to matter of fact, the next couple of weeks they did I think it was 2 weeks later they gave us a review on our job, and I got it wasn't much, but I got a little bit of raise, so I thank God for that. So thank you. I want to say it was Sister Amber. I really believe
it was Tanya.
Well, Sister Tanya, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Tanya, if she's on the line, I thank her tonight because she spoke into it, and I believed and trusted and received, and I got a raise. God is so good.
Amen.
So good. I forgot to tell it. No, I forgot to tell it because, you know, I tell everything. So God is really good. I'm out now. I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. And I think Sister Carolyn has said something, too, about it, because she had me believing in some things, too. So I thank God for you. I just be excited about coming on with y'all on in the morning, every morning at 8 o'clock. I don't want to do nothing else. I don't want nobody to bother me. The people be walking up to my desk, and they see me with my earphones on. Y'all go away until I call y'all. I'll come over there and see what y'all want in a minute. Cause right now y'all can't disturb me. You on the line? You on the prayer? Yeah, I'm on the prayer line. So can you go away for a minute? But it's so beautiful, and I just get strength, and I draw strength from each of you every day. So thank you.
Amen. I don't know if everyone that wanted to speak. That's had an opportunity. The speaker of Dr. Carter has come to the line. I heard somebody say something. I wasn't sure.
He's not here yet, and he said that he would be here at the 45 to the hour, so he might not be able to respond tonight. So he said that we could turn it back over to you and me for what we needed to do if he wasn't on by then. So anybody else want to give a testimony or share something else with us tonight? What'd you say, Janine?
Go
ahead.
And I just want to give God the glory for the insight, and this is something that I just want to thank God for Sister Shanine, because she is in everything. I don't know if it's that food she eating or them herbs and them, or whatever.
The vegetables.
Yeah, all that stuff over there. But she is so in tune with everything for her to God give her that insight on putting those situations together that you had given your testimony of your grandson, and then for Amber to come and ask for prayer for Princess Dorothy.
Gee.
That is just for her to put those two together and for to look at the situation that God had already put in place something for Amber to know it's already done. God has just showed you confirmation that it's already done and that the baby is here. And I was just thinking some things that in my studies as I was studying situations where the different situations in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, where the case of Abraham when he went to help rescue his nephew Lot, the situation where Moses got there to the after God had delivered the children of Israel and they was in the desert and they became all they had to do was facing the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army behind them, and Joshua's situation where he was to go over into Jericho and there this wall stood there that was in between them, the situation of David where Saul was became his enemy, and he had to, or even when David had to face his giant, the situation Samson and Delilah, where Samson had given his secrets, and now he had to face a situation where he had no strength, and it was just over and over and over. Daniel in the lion's den, testimony after all these became testimony after testimony. I've kind of reminded me tonight, your testimony is Amber's testimony for the baby and how every situation that they had to face, one of the things that they remembered and realized, God was with them. They were undernumbered. They had situations that they were facing that they didn't know whether or not they were going to be able to go through. But what they did know is that God was with them in all of their situations. We have to remember that he is the master of the universe. He is the creator. Where else are we going to go? Take it back to the manufacturer. Take it back to where it was made. When it's broken, when it's, something is wrong with it, you take it back to the manufacturer. Who's the designer? Who is the maker? Who is the creator? Who knows us best? The same thing with Job when his situation, at the end of the day, who made you? Who could put one hair on your head? We have to remember who is who the creator is, where to take our stuff back to when it's broken. What are we facing? What are we preparing ourselves for? Are we staying in a place of prayer when those things come up against us? And when we're looking at those Red Seas, when we're looking at those Jericho walls, when we're looking at those armies and those things and those giants and those places, and we are told to go over into certain areas, and we look at ourselves, what are we looking at ourselves? Are we looking at ourselves as grasshoppers, or are we looking at ourselves as children of God, and we got God with us that's going to take us into where we are? Are we having that same that Joshua had, that he could go before God and say, okay, I need for you to not let the sun shine. Stop this day for me to be able to do what it is that you called for me to do. What are we preparing ourselves for? And I'm just wanting to say, to end that we got God on our side. We have the master of the universe, the maker, the creator, the I am. Who is your I am? Who are you trusting and believing in? What are you trusting and believing? What are you preparing? What are you setting yourself up to win? We win. We are not defeated. We are victorious. The word said we win. So I was just excited about how in tune my soul is. Girl, keep eating the vegetables.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you
for my sister.
Yes, ma'am.
God is so awesome. You know, he I give you those herbs and those, and I'm all the time because you can Kevin for something. Like, ain't nothing sweet about that. I'm sweet, Janine, and I have to continue to put that to stay sweet.
Okay. That's why the God in you makes you sweet. Amen. Amen. Thanks. We you know what the thing is that we need to be also reminded of, as everyone is sharing and just giving the testimonies, that we can all journal and utilize when we get into certain areas. Just be reminded of the way that God is poured through us into each other, and the laughter and the things that we're able to share. Dr. Carter talked to us about being the solitaires in families, and that we have to, and you know, and also the fact that we are the go-between and the bridge, and the, you know, what is the bridge used for? He, as I hear him and think about what he said, they're used to be walked on. But in that, we understand that we are everything we need to be in God. We are everything we need to be in God. And as we are reminded of that, and we stand and shine the light in our various different situations in our families and show and point out where God has moved. Sometimes we got to point out, just like Amber's pointing out the things, that the conversation she had, you know, and she started up just communicating in about the size at the restaurant and things of that nature at Boston Market. From that, speaking into a lady for what was important and what mattered to her at the time, she was able to even shine a light on how God is there with her, even doing that. And from that, being able to show, you know, just be that beacon. Then her family is pouring into them, and then things are being poured into her family through the connections that have been made. And then the blessing, the woman was able to, because she sowed, she saw the light of God. She saw God's hand on the family, and she sowed into that. So not only was the family blessed by her sowing into that, but she's blessed by her obeying and doing the things that God would have her to do. So we have to be reminded in our daily activities of the things that, and hear those things, journal those things that Dr. Carter is talking to us about, and write the things that happened that may not seem too good, but part of the personal development exercises, and then the way God responded. Sometimes it takes other people to point out the response that God has, but journal those things, because you can go back and you can war with them, just like we go back and we use the things and stories we hear in the Bible. You can go back through your today's miracles and see, well, God was with me here, so God will be with me there. And this is why I know, because this happened and this could have happened. You know, my son had a back surgery that he wasn't supposed to make it through, and yet not only did he have the rods put in his back, but he had the rods taken out of his back. He is able to walk, play, do anything a 24-year-old can do. And look at how God was with him through that. Even though it was hard for him to walk, it was hard for him to get back into the in the situation, but even with that, getting the information that I needed to get so that the steroids and stuff that they were putting into his body wouldn't be something that he can be able to flush out of his body, with just simple knowledge that God brought to me by the way that he allowed me to eat at a certain time. I understand the importance of the antibiotics and stuff that they were using, but the gentleman told me they are very hard. They were very harsh and very expensive, and we don't know if it's going to do everything it needs to do. But not only did it do everything it needed to do, he was restored back to balance through the information that God had brought into our lives. So when we take these nuggets and we see that we are actually being the solitaires in family, in our families, we see that God is using us to show people who he is, and we share those testimonies amongst our families. We spread the love starting with our homes, because Dr. Carter has also talked to us about, you know, being so Christian-minded that we are no earthly good, because I don't know about you, but I grew up in the church, and I ran into people that, you know, would be church, oh, you know, God is great, God is this, God is that, and would get to the church steps and could cuss somebody out like they were in the military. And, you know, you're like, hey, what happened? But coming from that kind of surroundings where people talked about God in the church but didn't utilize the things that they learned throughout their world, their environment, and then coming to a place where we are actually actively trying to do so is nothing but amazing. It's nothing but a miracle. But we have to take our stand. We have to be the solitaires in families. And even when things don't seem right or don't seem like they're going away. We have to stand and say, you know, the word says this. Remember when this happened here? Remember when mom and dad got the house caught on fire, and then lady gave her $800, and then she was able to move here, and then they stayed here, and that was paid for, and then, you know, the young lady, Princess Dorothy, was healed, and then, you know, she can speak all these things and just remind people of the stones, the memorial stones that they have, and the way God has moved. So if God moved with us through all that, surely he'll be with us now. It's our mandate as being predestined to restore virtue to a society bearing of spiritual and moral excellence through the unusual platforms. We have been added to the latter house under the leadership of our founder and overseer, Dr. Shelton Carter, in that when we see the things and when he's sharing things with us, it's not just because he doesn't have anything to say. He's just reminding us of who we are and the things that we stand on. When he shares with us the things that he's experienced in his life, those are stones. Those are things that we can use. If you were there with Dr. Carter through this, I know you'd be here with me through that. And we have to bring those into our families to remind them, because a lot of them are aware of who Jesus is, and a lot of them have heard about it, but they've heard about it either so negatively, or they, you know, people will be about him 1 minute and not about him another. They don't understand how to connect him in the church to their daily life. So we help with that connection. And if we are reminded of that and be reminded of that on a regular basis, as we go about our own study and our own prayer time, we are getting uplifted. We are getting motivated as we praise, as Dr. Carter was teaching us and about praise and the joy being our spiritual weapon. It is nothing else but the Holy Spirit that is within us. It's not because of anything we thought about, any good deed. It's just the God in us. And if we let him rule, then we'll have the perfect peace. We'll have the peace that passes all understanding in the midst of the storm, be able to stand in a place where people are grieving, and you are grieving as well too, but yet be able to be a light and a beacon to those people so they see the God in you and they understand. They want that. It's like, I want to be like that. She's had even worse things that happened to her than I've had to me, and yet look how she's standing. You can't look at her and see that she's going through grief, but if you talk to her, if you give her a minute, she'll share how God has been with her through this step, through that step, through the other step. Just give her a little room. You don't have to be much, and you'll see the salvation of the Lord. So we are that, and we have to continue to be that for our family. And if Dr. Carter is not here yet, I'd like to say with that, I love you, each and every one of you. Remember, you are rich and abundantly supplied with money and what money cannot buy. I look forward to talking to each and every person that takes the opportunity and has the opportunity to call in on our new day call, the Breakfast of Champions, where we get prepared for our day, we get prepared for this battle, we get prepared for war. You guys have a God bless you evening, and talk to you tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Shanina, and we look forward to talking to you in the morning. Good night, family. We love you, and God bless. Okay?
God bless you, too. Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night, y'all. I love y'all. Bye.
Bye.